now, Fort Recovery Indians are on the air. This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you to the dugout for all the exciting baseball action.
We had some problems with our recording at the beginning of the game. In the first inning, Troy Homan led off with a double and Landon Post singled. Then with two outs, Riggs Toby singled to score Troy, and the Indians led 1-0 after a half an inning. For Delphi St. John's in the first inning, leadoff batter Braylon Metzger was hit by a pitch and eventually scored the tying run, and the first inning ended tied at 1-1. In the second, Wyatt Benn doubled to lead off the inning and was thrown out at the plate trying to score on Brock Deuce's one-out single, and then Brock was thrown out on the same play trying to take second on the throw to home. In the home half of the second inning, Delphus left two runners on and didn't score on a hit batsman, a single, and a fielder's choice. In the top of the third, the Indians scored three runs as leadoff batter Troy Homan was hit by a pitch, Landon Post walked, and Cale Rammel singled, and Marcus Garkey singled. We now join the broadcast in the bottom of the third inning with the Indians leading 4-1.
Braylon Metzger is going to be 1-2-3. Metzger, Feathers, and Becker, first three guys here for the Blue Jays. They scored one run here in the bottom of the first inning with this same starting lineup. Metzger got on with Troy Boy hit him in the bottom half of the first, and then he got sacrificed over to second base. And then I'm trying to think how he got in. I think it was a sacrifice that scored him. No, it was a pass ball, wasn't it, Bobby? I think that's what it was.
Yeah, I think that was the one that Marcus couldn't find, and Troy came in. The throw was not quite in time.
All right, here we go. Troy Boy back out on the mound, sun peeking through the old clouds. First pitch swinging. D-Rack one. A little bit of high cheese right there. Couldn't lay off of that one. First two batters here. The first, second batter, both sophomores here. And he's going to hit him again.
He said a bad word. He didn't like that. I think that hit him. I think it might have hit him on his backbone.
Yeah, that's two times in a row now.
Yep, going to say I got a bone somewhere.
That one hurt. So Metzger now down to first base. Beat to hell. First time up, boom. Second time up, boom.
That last one hurt. That's Kate's shot.
Yeah, that one. That's one of them that you don't have in the air. He's still standing down there.
It looking. Sounded different.
He just wants a little bit of air. So that's going to bring Feathers to the plate. Last time up, he bunted, got his guy over to second base. He came around to score. Looks like he's probably got the same stuff going on.
So we're getting news here, Robert.
So they lead off the eighth inning. Line drive caught by Chloe Greasy, one out. Second hit, second batter hits a rocket to right field. Rob says two unbelievable gems. Emma Will makes the catch. And base hit, walk, and the last batter
struck out.
Fly ball center field, Indians win it.
Yes.
All right.
So Fort Recovery is a district final.
That is great.
Good for them. There's a bunt right back over to Troy. Troy's got time to go to second, but he's going to first to get the out. Smart play.
That's a good bunt there.
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
So that young man's 0-0. Two sacrifices, good sacrifices.
So according to the schedule, the girls will be playing on Friday. And that will be heard on WPGW. We probably will simulcast it. We'll definitely record it.
Good for the girls. Congratulations,
yes,
girls.
Absolutely.
All right, that swung up. That's going to be... Oh!
That one hurt.
That sounded like a sledgehammer hitting the car.
That right now used to be a van that stood 5'10" tall. It is now 5'6". Flattened all four tires.
driver's going to have to...
Couldn't have hit it any better.
No way you can drive that home.
Call the wrecker. That's the curveball stays up high.
Wow.
Come on, Troy. We need your third strikes here, buddy.
Yep, he's down now. Well, that's 1-1 count here. Runner at second. One out. There's a fastball inside. Troy definitely doesn't have the control he normally has, Bobby.
Yep.
Won't argue that one bit.
Could be some jitters there, but, you know, I just think he's a little bit on the wild side. And I'd look for him settle down through.
Yeah, I do too. I think he's going to give us a couple more good innings yet. There is a fly ball hit out towards left center. And that is Major Gapper. Looks to me like the runner's going to come around third. He's going to score. We got to play at second. Ooh, that kid's fast. Nice job by Gavin Becker. He's got himself a double, and he drives in Braylon Metzger for Delphus' second run to make it a 4-2 ball game.
You just can't get behind your hitters.
Well, you give them, a good pitch, right?
That's right.
Well, coach is going to go out and chit-chat a little bit with them.
Well, I think he's going to say, look, we still got a two-run lead here. So let's just settle down. Let's throw some strikes. Let's focus on that and let your defense do – let them help you. But you get behind, like Bobby says, you get behind on those guys, and then they're sitting red on that fastball, and he just drove it out to left center and scored a run. So Metzger's now scored twice for the Blue Jays, the only runner to score for the Blue Jays. And Coach Ink coming back over to the dugout. Troy's going to be all right back here. Runner goes back to second, and it's going to be Brady Kerner, number four hole hitter.
We have a couple upsets in girls softball tonight. Minster, who loses to the Fort Recovery Indians.
Way to go, Trav.
And Coldwater loses to Liberty Benton.
Oh, wow.
No, that's too bad.
Wow. Yeah, sorry about that, yeah. Cavaliers. All right, here comes the pitch. Steerack right down across the plate. Get in front of him. That's exactly, Bobby, you're exactly right. Coach went out there and said, Troy, get in front of these guys. Throw them a strike. And he did. He listened.
Let's go, Troy.
Here comes the 0-1. That was a little outside. You got him, Marcus. You got him. He's got it. Just
Nope.
That ball just squirted away enough to let the runner go down to third. He had a pretty good secondary lead. So now... Becker's over to third. It is a 1-1 count with one out. Aces wild here in Delphus, St. John's. Runner 90 feet away. And here comes the pitch.
Ooh, that looked pretty good. I don't know.
Must have been a little outside.
Looked pretty good from this.
Two balls and a strike now.
Let's get it out here.
Yep.
There's a pitch. That's high. Three balls and a strike.
His head's loud over there.
Let's pop him up.
Just hand him our mics.
Yeah, that guy is. He's got good lungs.
Yeah.
Talking about Ed?
Yep, big Ed.
He's good.
Grounding me and Bobby out. Ball four. So Troy loses him.
That might be it.
Yeah, I think we're going to probably see Coach Ink with
a
4-2
lead. Will come in.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a switcheroo here. Troy's going to go to short. Alex is going to pitch. We'll find out. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a minute here. We'll find out what's going on with Troy. And the Indians still lead 4-2.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units. Also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
If you're like me, then finding a job that fits...
We're back.
Yep, we're back. Sorry, we thought there was going to be a pitching change.
I think
your farm's ready to go.
I think Troy said, you know what? I don't want to come out of this ball game.
No, he don't. He's a bulldog.
Yep. So now, runners at first and third. Zane Wurtenberger, your batter. Troy with a new batter. Here comes the pitch, and that's a rocket right up the middle.
Cooper Farms shot.
Young man from third is going to come in to score.
Now he's
and open. Now... Troy's
Let's
officially
keep it
done.
Here, Neil, if we can.
Okay, yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about that girls softball. And And we're gonna have a pitching change here, folks. Indians leading 4-3.
Yeah, we got a little change.
And we're gonna have a change, but let's talk a little bit about Fort Recovery girls softball and the magnitude of that win. And I am going to go on record as saying that is the biggest win in softball history.
Oh my!
I don't know if we've ever got to district final. My daughter Carly got to the district finals. Now Crystal Ramble, yeah. I think they got beat the first game of the district too.
Maybe.
I think this might be the first time we've been in a district final in girls softball. And if that's the case, I mean, even if it ain't,
yeah,
what a great milestone is for those kids.
Well,
by far. When you look at, was that 4 or 5 years ago, we had we'd get a win and be happy each season.
Well, we had a couple lean seasons there, but yeah, Coach Ten's got it going on, and I give hats off to Coach Ten and Coach Shane. They're doing a great job with those girls softball. They've got a JV squad now, and we're fun to watch. Looking forward next year to being able to have a little more time to sneak over and try to watch some more games. And
well, that's just and they only got a couple seniors on that team, and they got a lot of good young players coming back, and you can just see it building, and Ryan Shane and Carrie Shane, or Ryan Tin and Carrie Shane, and I think Lauren Day helps, and Renee Evers, and I was over there for practice every day, and they're having fun. And
they are
having
fun.
That is just a great deal.
Atmosphere.
I'm proud of
those
kids.
It's a great atmosphere, and congratulations to them. You know, they had a couple of tough ones they took on the chin. They had leads and lost, but that's part of the game. But for them to come out and come back, tie it up, and then win it, it's awesome. Awesome stuff.
Right.
Congratulations, girls softball. So Troy's going to come out of this ball game, Bobby. He's going to go to shortstop, just like we thought a little bit ago. And Alex Deuce is going to come in and take over on the bump. Alex, we know, is one of our better relievers, and he's got a really live arm. Coach Feely really likes watching Alex Deuce pitch.
Yeah, and he uses that sidearm quite a bit. Which
yeah, he's got a couple different deliveries.
Makes that come across the plate a little bit different. Angle.
There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 golf carts now. Bobby, you should sometime you're out cruising around, take the golf cart and go check out the hill out in
I did.
Center. Did
yeah.
you? Did you
yeah.
drive up it?
Yeah, we was at practice Saturday. Me and Will went up there, and it's great.
Isn't it pretty cool? Isn't it? Girls got a nice little view back there too on center field. All right, here we go. Alex is warmed up. We got runners at first and second. We got Kerner at second. We got Wurtenberger at first. And our batter is Jack Gerker, the DH. Pitch in there for a strike. Alex knows his job. He's got to come in and throw strikes, and the first pitch is. 4-3 ball game. Indians lead by one. Here comes the pitch. That's swung on. Going to be out of play. Is there any chance that's going to hit me in the head?
I don't know where it went.
Spence, that's your job. You got
to
keep
it. Yeah, I was trying to, but as soon as I looked up,
Neil's got one job. He's got two jobs. Get us on the air and
keep us safe.
I can't do either one.
Make sure the foul balls don't hit over there.
Chuck has to get us on the air every time.
All right, here comes the pitch. Curveball stays in the dirt. Nice job.
Oh, got him.
Throw it down to third, Brock. Marcus had a chance to get the runner at third. He bobbled it a little bit behind home plate and threw one in the dirt down to Brock, and the kid was in there safe. So both runners move up. Go ahead run now at second base, Bob, and that's going to bring Gerker still at the plate.
They get an out here,
boys. One ball, two strikes.
It was a good pitch. You know, 0-2, you want to make him chase, and it's one hopper, and Marcus did a good job of knocking
it
down.
Keep it in front, yeah. There's a ground ball up the middle, and that's going to tie it up, folks. That's out to Kale. Kale's coming home hard. Oh, Alex cut it off.
Got to tell him not to cut it. Oh, Alex cut it. Nobody said it, as far as I know. Nobody
Kale
said
with
it.
An absolute missile from center field.
Yep, it would have probably
and
had
Alex
him.
Alex cut the ball off 12 feet from home plate.
Somebody needed
Alex,
to tell him.
Alex feels bad. I agree.
Yep. Hey, a lot of game to play, boys.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. They just hung their heads down, and like Bobby said, hey, hang on here, boys.
Yeah, it's the third inning.
It's the bottom of the third. Absolutely. So Wurtenberger comes around to make it a 5-4 game now in favor of Delphus. And Gerker stands at second base with a base hit, and then he reaches on the throw to home plate. So T.J. Works comes to the place. He hit into a fielder's choice the last time up. So the Indians with a three spot in the top half of the third. Bad thing is Delphus with a four spot and still going in the bottom half of the third. That pitch is on the outside edge for a strike. Yeah, you know, Alex just has to forget about that play and now focus. And Indians got to battle back. That pitch is, and we got a balk. So the runner now goes over to third. Coach ain't going to come out.
Okay, we're going to find out what that was about.
Yeah, I don't think he came to a stop.
No.
Yeah. We're okay.
I think Alex is a little worked up after that last play, Bob.
Yeah. And
one out. Let's just get this out and go get the bats and get two more outs here. And get this one and next one. And
well, we got to get.
I think this guy's a freshman
out,
so. At the plate.
TJ Works, yep, freshman, playing right fielder. Big freshman.
Yes.
Runner at third. Here comes the pitch. Just missed him on the inside edge. That was inside all the way, and Alex put some smoke on it.
Yep.
One ball, one strike, one out. Like Bobby said, Indian girls finished with a 8-inning win today over Minster. I'd like to see the boys come home with a win, too, so. Be a great day to be an Indian.
That one's fouled at the screen. Ball and two strikes.
All right, here we go. Alex with the sign. Side armor. Spinning right over
spinner.
To Bobby's toes.
Spinner, wasn't it?
That baby had some serious juice on it.
All right, so here's my question, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
So the out there in left field, the big generator. Now, is that to make sure... Do we have a generator like that in our waste area?
We do. Ours is probably not that big, but ours is mobile. So we have ours on a trailer, and we can take it to all our pump stations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because that's a big sucker out
there.
That's
a big generator.
I'd
say that's
a big town, too.
Now, we have a big one for our water plant that sits there.
Yeah.
That swung on and hit out in the right field towards Wyatt Bend. Wyatt's going to have to stay and let it drop in front of him, and that's going to bring home another run. Wyatt playing pretty deep out in right field. That one kind of in no man's land, and Wyatt had to let it fall in front of him, and that's going to bring Jack Gerker around. That's a five-run inning now for the Delphus Blue Jays, and T.J. Wirtz ends up at first base with another base hit. So right now they've got five runs on one, two, three, four hits so far. The inning started out with the leadoff guy, Braylon Metzger, getting hit by Troy Homan. There's a curveball. Going to be a tough play for Brock. Picks it up bare hand, fires over to Kendrick, and gets you out. Man, I tell you what, that thing just died out there, Spencer.
Yes, it did.
That was a weak ground ball, and all of a sudden it just spun to the right, and Brock made a heck of a play, scooping it with his bare hand and firing down to first base. So Monter goes down 5-3. He does move the runner, T.J. Wirtz, over to second base. We now have two outs. And the ninth batter of the inning comes to the plate, folks. Five across the plate, two outs now, runner at second. We need an out like nobody's business. And that one is popped up. I'm looking right in the sun. Looks like Troy's going to make the play, and he does.
I had no idea where that
yeah,
was.
Yeah, I looked right up there, and I couldn't
Marcus
see nothing.
Marcus looked back behind us.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing was popped up. Troy made a play on it, and they send nine to the plate, though, folks. They score five. And we're through three in the books, and it is now 6-4 in favor of Delphus St. John's.
If you are like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cooper Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cooper Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cooper Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
The weather's warm and it's time for ice cream. Or even better, try some of our frozen yogurt at Fort Recovery Dairy. We feature a different flavor every week in addition to vanilla. Follow us on Facebook or stop by the shop to see what this week's flavor is. Get it while you can because it won't be back for a few weeks. If you're looking for a healthier option, try the dairy sugar-free running through our flavor infusing machine. Try all the flavors or get it in a clipper parfait or specialty sundae. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook to see what this week's yogurt flavor is. and Fort Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. You're sure to have a better day after stopping by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert. We're open Mondays from 4 to 8 and Tuesday through Sunday 11 to 8.
All right, here we go. Top half of the fourth inning. Indians need two to get back even here with the Blue Jays with a five spot in the bottom half of the third inning to take a...
If Holly Gann is listening,
yeah.
How about Bo get some Bo pants?
Bubba's got a rip.
Huh?
Yeah, he's got a tear.
Yep.
Holly, need new pants for Bo 10.
Baseball pants? Come on, Holly.
All right. Probably Wyatt Benn steps in there. Wyatt Benn, one for one in this ballgame, had a...
He was threw out at home on an absolute.
Yeah.
Now, Ed over there, he said he was out.
You and I thought he was safe.
I about went nose-to-nose with Ed.
You should have got
him. Fight radio stations.
Knock his table over. He'd have a mess for a long time.
Yeah.
All right, Benny, now he is in the hole. No balls, two strikes. There's a rocket down the third base line. That's going to be a base hit. Wyatt Benn takes an 0-2 pitch right down the third base line, and he's now standing at first base. Attaboy, Wyatt Benn.
Painted that line right across the
pitch.
Base.
You can't throw that good a pitch on 0-2.
Boy,
he rips.
Sitting on that baby.
This is unusual for a high school baseball game because usually, you know, walk and then.
Yeah.
But not this one. Everybody's ripping it.
Beating the crap out of the ball. We've only struck out, I think, twice. They struck out. They have not.
Must have touched it with a bat.
The Fort Recovery pitchers at this point does not have a strikeout through three. I'll be dang. I'll take my headphone off for just a little bit. I got a crazy itch in my
head. I love that.
You ever get them?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yep. Nothing better get the big old finger in there,
too. Get right in there. Dig her in.
Ooh. All right, Bo 10. Runner at first. Quick throw over to first. This kid's got a pretty good move. He's a little fella out there on the mound, but he picked off Marcus the last inning.
We got to get this kid swinging a bat right here. Come on, Bo 10.
Yep.
Showing a bunt again. That's a curveball. Goes outside. Six-four ball game here at Delphus. Top of the fourth inning. This game is creeping along, folks.
Yeah, we'll get home about midnight.
And it started a little early.
B-dubs.
I thought we was going to Lee's famous recipe.
Oh, don't
tease you.
They got corn on the cob there. That's unbelievably disgusting, but I love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Soak it in butter.
Yep. Good eye, Bo.
Bo pulls back. Now I believe it's 3-1. It might be 2-1.
Says 2-1 on the board.
I can't really see that board. I
my
got
big
the
melon
biggest head. Oscar, you'd sell that for $50.
No. Biggest head I ever seen was on now.
Here comes the pitch. He shows bunt again. He's going to pull back. Three balls, one strike.
Boniface from Coldwater.
Dude's got a melon.
Doug Boniface.
Doug Boniface. Yeah, him and Hybe were buddies. And we used to play racquetball at when they first opened.
Yeah.
Man, we'd get in a hot tub afterwards.
Yeah.
There was about 1,300 pounds. There's four of us in there. There's no water left in it.
It's full to the rim when you guys ran it.
That's why Tom Case got out of business.
Oh, that's classic. Here comes the pitch. He shows bunt. This time down the first base line. Good bunt. Pitcher comes off, fields it, and he moves it down to first base for an out. So nice job by Bo 10 right there. Perfect sacrifice. Goes 1-3 in the old book for out number one. Does exactly what he's supposed to do. Move Wyatt over to second base.
Here's a kid who started out couldn't hit a lick. And it's got hot.
Yeah, he's starting to hit the ball.
There's no way Coach Eink would bunt there if he didn't know Brock was swinging a hot bat.
Oh, that hits him in. Yeah.
Yeah. Just got plunked.
This is a hit in this game I've ever seen.
That is now four. No
strikeouts. Four home and hit 11 guys.
Yeah.
Four. He hit two, Bobby.
Well, that seemed like a lot.
He hit two. It looks like 11, but that's actually one for each time.
Okay. That's a one and a one. Tick marks.
I knew he was wild.
Did Troy get hit, too?
Yeah, he's been hit.
Yeah.
Troy got hit the last time up. Troy has scored twice here for the Indians, and he's back to the top. So we got runners at first and second. We got one out.
Whoops. I got a text message from Bo's mom. Said Bo's got new pants on him. He refuses to wear them.
Oh,
is that right?
Good for him, then.
Yep.
Oh, look at this. Look at Landon's pants.
Yep.
Go golly, what is going on?
Three tears in his.
Holly Gann is the worst athletic director. What kind of? She just got an award. She didn't get it for having good baseball pants.
Hey, there's baseball pants in the drawer
right
at home.
Pitch. Come on, Troy. Come on, kid. Drive him in.
She's handing them out to the kids. They're putting them in the drawer at home.
Unbelievable. Looks like her old warm-up pants for basketball.
Troy chokes up now, down 0-2.
Here comes the pitch. It's a fastball outside. Good eye by Troy. Runners at first and second. Tying run at first. Top of the fourth inning, 6-4 ball game. Blue Jays with a five-speeder there in the bottom half of the third after the Indians took a 4-1 lead into it. There's a curveball. Oh. He waits on it. He pops that Bubby straight up. Pitcher comes over and makes the play.
Dang it.
Man, he hit that thing just by the threads.
Come on, Landon, stay hot.
So a pop-up by Troy to the pitcher for out number two. Brings up Landon Post. Posty had a base hit in the first, and then he reached on a base on balls in the last inning. Came around to score. That pitch is outside. Kale Ramo on deck.
I don't think if you asked Coach Jackson and Coach Eink that they would ever have thought that their starters would be out of the game in the third inning.
Yeah. No kidding.
You know?
Knocked them both out.
Yep. Well, that was an Ephus almost.
Yes, it was.
Pedro Bourbon.
Dropped about 2 feet.
Yep.
About 5 feet from
the plate. That was a 27 mile an hour heater.
For ball.
Yep.
Two balls, no strikes. Base hit here would be sweet. That's outside.
Boy.
3-0.
He's consistent, I'll say that.
He's got he got to throw it across the plate.
Yep. Give him that. Both catchers are kind of looking at him a couple times, but that shows consistency.
Here comes the 3-0. Taking all the way.
Yep.
Now he's ready.
Three balls and a strike now.
Cam Ramos says, I'll take a swing at him, boys.
Yeah, see him get up. Wyatt Bennett second. Brock Deuce over at first. Here comes the pitch. That's swung on, popped up. Looks like center fielder is going to have time to make a play on it, and he does. So the Indians get a couple of people on. Nothing to show for it. Yep, nothing to show for it. We're through 3.5. Delphi 6, Fort Recovery 4.
Here at Hall Brothers, we know you expect premium performance and dependable durability from your Case IH equipment, and you should demand the same from the parts you put inside it. Only CNH Industrial Genuine parts are guaranteed to perform to the rigorous standards of your Case IH equipment. They're engineered to work harder and last longer, so you can maximize your uptime and minimize your maintenance intervals. Others can imitate, but none can replicate. Nothing beats the original CNH Industrial Genuine parts. For CNH Industrial Genuine parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
All right, we're back here. Alex Deuce back out on the mound here for the Indians. They trail 6-4. Going into the bottom of the fourth inning, they put 9 batters to the plate last inning. We want to see if OAD can come out here and go 1-2-3 on them, put a goose egg on the board. We need it, folks. It's going to be back to the top of the lineup. Braylon Metzger, Colin Feathers, and Gavin Becker, first three guys. Exactly the way they started it out the last inning, except we want to have a different outcome this time.
I'm with you, brother.
Troy led off, or Troy hit the leadoff guy last time. This young guy has been hit twice in this ball game, once in the foot and once in the rib cage.
The last one, he come over towards us, couldn't breathe, was white.
We told him, get down there.
Yeah.
Fastball right there. One ball, one strike now to Braylon Metzger. Sophomore, number 15.
You know, there's a lot of Metzgers up here.
Mm-hmm. That one swung on and fouled back to the popcorn machine.
That's going to land right in the pop.
Grease cup sounds pretty good.
Should have seen
you can
the
have that spiced one that just hit.
I bought you cheeseburgers. They
really?
Were thick. Look good.
Ooh, good burger. You ever had a K-burger from Laquanus at Coldwater?
Yes.
And?
Well, I think it's just kind of overrated. There's a ground ball right back to Alex. Alex scoops it up, fires a weak one over to Kendrick.
Yep.
Holy cow, Alex, fire that baby over to Kendrick.
What was that?
That was an Ephus of Kendrick. But
two hopper.
If I'm Kendrick, I go over and put him in a headlock.
Kendrick looked at his glove. All he had was 7 pounds of dust.
Two hopper.
Dug through there. Hey, there's the old ball. I got him. Out number one. All right.
Alex can throw at 160 mile an hour.
Threw a looper over to first. Curveball in the dirt for a ball. One ball, no strikes here. One away. Bottom of the fourth inning. 6-4 ball game. Indians trail. Whew. A little low.
Might have been his fastest pitch yet.
Two balls, no strikes now.
Ed Thurman's unbelievable. He knows exactly when we play again. The winners play. He's got every stat, batting average. We got zilch.
That's his first game of the year.
Yeah, first game of the year. Don't even know the players. He knows every stat you possibly get. Plus, he's got a Reds hat on, which I like.
Yep.
He's focused.
Yeah.
He's been doing this for decades.
That one's popped up over the screen. One Chrysler minivan with four flat tires and a major hole on the top. Here comes a 2-2. Side armor. Right back over the middle. Looks like Troy's going to get it up. He's got a fire to Kendrick, and he got it.
Wow.
Whew. I thought he might have been across the bag, but the umpire calls him out at first base. And a great play by Troy. He had to put some mustard on it.
I looked through the fence. I was watching the ball, and I wasn't watching the runner. But they're not screaming and yelling down there.
Not a whole lot of yelling. Bobby, you thought he was there?
By about 4 feet.
Well, maybe you need to get out there and complain, Bob.
No complaints here on this aisle. All right, two outs, bases empty. Number three guy, Gavin Becker, to the plate, shortstop. He is not the shortstop anymore, though. Trying to think.
Yeah, I didn't see where he went.
Because Brady Kerner went to shortstop. Swing and a miss. Good smoke right there by Alex Deuce.
You guys like my sunglasses?
No. I do.
Yeah.
Look good?
Look cool.
Thank you.
Yep.
They could be about 4 inches wider.
Sorry, Slim. No, Homer Stouter was my partner.
The good on Joel.
Wow. I remember when you guys used to be nice.
No,
yeah, we never
have.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Two balls in a strike now. There's a weak ground ball. Going to be a tough play for Alex. Alex scoops it up, fires over to first base, and he fires it past Kendrick. Runner's going to head over to second. Minnie's got it, throws it into second, and he's in there. He probably could have ate that one right there.
Yeah, he bobbled it, and he come up and flinged her down there. And
Yeah.
Tough play.
He probably heard you guys saying we wanted a 1-2-3, so he's going to do everything he could.
Bobby's going to yell. I'm going to give him a base hit and an error there. But
that's a base hit.
Yeah, so he ends up at second base. And that's going to bring the four-hole hitter, Brady Kerner, to the plate.
That kid has good wheels.
Kerner, the only guy that we have walked so far, as far as the foot recovery pitchers. There's a strike. Right at the old belt.
So we've had one walk. We don't have any strikeouts, is that right?
We have no strikeouts so far in this ball game.
But we had three hit batsmen.
But we've been beating the crap out of them. Great pitch, Alex. Take him yourself. And it gets way ahead here. No balls, two strikes, two outs, runner at second. Let's keep him out there, folks.
Yeah, the umpire was telling about her something. Maybe he was out of the batter's box or at the edge of it. Don't know.
All right, here comes the pitch. Fouled. Down the old first baseline and out of play.
Yep. We're not the only ones that can't see three people over there that weren't near where the ball landed, put their hands on their head.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. The old sun's right in the old eyeballs right now.
You wish you had my sunglasses, don't you?
I'd like to double them up. Curveball. Nice job. Sit down, my friend. Nice job by Alex Deuce. First strike out of the game for the Indians. And that's going to do it. We got now four in the books. The Indians need two to get back in here. We're down 6-4.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream homemade by desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite. Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Nope. All right. Top of the fifth inning, Bobby. We need a couple of runs here. Looks like Cale Rammel's going to lead it off.
All right.
Marcus Gout.
Okay,
that's it. That's it. WPGW guy to our left, Radio Rob.
Great.
If you get a hold of him, you got to tone him down a little bit. The guy's got himself a megaphone over there. First pitch, strike. Looked to me like it was high. Cale takes first pitch. Four strike. Indians down by two. That pitch a little inside for a ball. Indians picked up one in the top of the first, three in the top of the third for their four runs. For Delphus, they picked up one in the bottom of the first, and then they picked up five in the bottom of the third.
Well, there is a lot of golf carts. You were on that.
Yeah, carts everywhere. Oh, another one cruising in.
Yeah.
One ball, two strikes. That pitch in the dirt, 2-2.
I'm surprised Fort Recovery don't have a fee,
four.
Yearly fee to drive a golf cart.
Yeah,
Portland
do.
Does.
Yeah, we do. Right?
No
fee? Just an inspection.
Just get an
fee.
Inspection.
Yeah. Inspection
it's
fee.
One-time
okay.
Inspection.
Oh, that's not yearly? Okay.
Nope.
Yep.
That one swung on and popped up. Looks like it's going to be over towards the dugout of the Blue Jays. Oh. And it is.
That guy catch that?
I don't believe.
Nope, it landed on the bleachers. He picked it up.
It's 140 right now.
Yeah, that sun's got a little power right now.
140.
I'm shaded by that big wide pole right there.
Boy, I'd like to get number two on, lead this inning off.
Yes,
God,
sir.
Dang it. Come on, Cale Rammel.
Jeez.
Pulls that one over to Anki. Anki says, I can't handle that one. That's all the way to the fence.
Rolls way down in the corner.
Cale struck out swinging in the first, and then he had a single and came around to score in the third inning. Three-run third for the Indians.
Let's do that this time.
24 is the greatest player ever.
Yep.
Ooh. Chase High Cheese to guard the plate.
We got to be
that's
about
out of
seeds.
Yep. 24 is going down there as fast as you can to get that one.
Threw a mush ball in.
Yeah.
Look at these things they're throwing in. 1981.
Barely any leather.
Allen quarter cracks.
Barely any leather on it. Here comes a 2-2. Swung on to the shortstop. Boom. Tough play. Comes up, fires high. Right in the old mitt for the first baseman, and that's going to be one up, one down for the Indians.
Hit it hard. Just hit it right at him.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought the throw coming off the shortstop hand looked like it was going to sail, and it kind of dropped right back down in him. That brings Marcus Garkey to the plate. Marcus is 1-for-2. Popped up to the first baseman his first time up and then had a single. Drove in a run in the third inning.
Let's find the gap right here.
Let's get something going here. Riggs Toby on deck for the Indians. Swung on and fouled over into the dugout for the Blue Jays.
Marcus Garkey, honorable mention, MAC.
They didn't watch him the last week.
Thank you
10
very
days.
Much. That kid can... Of course, you know what hurt him not playing last year?
Yes.
That had to hurt.
He had that ACL
injury.
Surgery,
yeah.
Right?
Yep. Because Marcus Garkey can play the game of baseball.
Oh, right off the old catcher's face mask.
I don't know. I think it went under the catcher's glove and cut the umpire's face mask.
I think it just kind of popped in there. Looks like the...
Didn't hit hard, though, whoever it hit.
Well, you get back there.
Just take my backhand.
Yeah.
Whack.
I just...
Five knuckle sandwiches.
I'd be laying down there.
All right, Marcus, here we go. Two balls and a strike. Here's a ground ball to the third baseman. Gets a candy hop.
That was high.
Oh, whoa. That could be some interference, but I don't know if he's going to call that. Marcus wanted to go to second.
Yep.
And the first baseman kind of just kind of turned around on that jump, and that's going to be an E5.
We got to make him pay here. Come on, Riggs, stay hot.
Let's go, Riggs.
So we get four outs this inning. Indians need to take advantage. Like Bobby says, we got Riggs Toby to the plate. Riggsy is 1-for-2. Hit the ball hard both times. He had a line drive out and scored Homan in the first inning, and then the last time up, he hit an absolute missile right down to the third baseman right in his mitt. That pitch a little ball low and outside. Marcus down at first on the E5. Tying run at the plate now for the Indians here in the top half of the fifth inning, trailing by 2-6-4. That pitch is high. Kendrick Wendell on deck here for the Indians.
Tyler Naquin goes yard. It Reds lead 1-0, bottom of the third inning.
You know, wouldn't that be something if the Reds somehow, they probably won't, but if they would somehow finish out here and play 500 ball the rest of the first half of this season, what a start. 3-22 or something.
Yeah.
Crazy. Griggs watching that one pretty much all the way. Curveball comes in there. Makes it 2-1.
Go, Riggs.
Need you on here, kid.
Here comes the pitch.
Oh,
it's going to be swung on and fouled down the third base line.
Just about fooled him with that. That was about 40 miles an hour.
Riggs been pretty dang good with the old baseball bat here for the last week or two.
Yes,
like
he has.
Keep her going.
Yep. Just about everybody has been hitting since we had that week off and came back, and this is our seventh game in 9 days.
Here comes the pitch. Curveball outside. Good eye by Riggs.
To Riggs.
All right, steps back in there. Full count pitch. Here comes the pitch. That's ball four outside. Nice job, Riggs Toby. Riggs thought for sure it was a strike, but he didn't get any confirmation until he looked back at the umpire like, dude, don't you dare throw me out. He goes down to first base with a base on balls. Marcus over to second. And now we got the tying run on. Looks like coach is going to come out and talk to his pitcher. Second walk of the game given up by the Blue Jays. Indians now with 4 runs on 8 hits. We've only stranded a couple, and that was in the last inning. He's just coming out and saying, look, boys, settle down. We got a 2-run lead. And I think part of that, Bobby, is just breaking some momentum, you know?
Yep, absolutely.
Going out there and talking to his team, saying, look, we're going to just... Just give them guys a little thing.
Oh, this game ain't even close to having no more runs being scored. Give me a scutter bunch in memory of Chuck Hine. Still the greatest thing ever. I'll have a pudding. What kind? I'll do scutter bunch.
He was a good old boy, man. I miss that guy.
Pork's chocolate pudding went right out of his nose.
All right, Kendrick Wendell, do something good for me, my friend. Runners at first and second. First pitch swinging.
Slow curve. Kendrick was thinking heater.
Kendrick was thinking heater.
Yep.
One out here. Top of the fifth inning. Indians trail by 2. That pitch is in the dirt. Gets away. And no runner's going to advance.
It was Kendrick in his first time up that hit one just about to the fence. Is that right?
Yeah, he hit one out to center field. Dead straight away center field. Caught on the old warning track out there. Wyatt Benn on deck for the Indians. Wyatt's 2-for-2 in this ballgame, folks. Like to get him up there. There is a base hit right up the middle. Looks to me like, and we're going to hold Marcus at third. So now the Indians with a little something brewing, Bobby. We got bases full, no place to put Wyatt Benn.
That was a rocket, center field.
That was for sure. Another base hit off of Wyatt's bat, Kendrick's bat.
Come on, 2-3, stay hot.
So Kendrick at first, Riggs at second, Marcus Gerke down it, and that's, there you go, Bobby. That's at E5, you know. You said make it hurt.
Yep.
Gives us an extra out. So with one out.
Wyatt's been doing well.
Wyatt 2-for-2. Oh, chases a curveball. Just
he's
gets
ready
a piece
to hit.
Of,
I love
yeah,
it.
He was. He wanted that fastball, and he was going to send her to the moon.
He is. He's ready to hit, man.
Yes, sirree, Bobby.
Well, it's amazing what confidence does. Big Bo 10 on deck.
Wearing his favorite pants.
We do not need a 6-4-3.
No,
here.
No.
Ooh, that pitch taken right at the old belt for a strike. Benny finds himself in a hole now. No balls, two strikes. He's going to have to protect the plate. Bases are loaded.
Slow curve.
Curveball goes
nice
outside.
Nice stop catch. Nice stop, 12.
Catcher saves a run right there. Man, he was 10 feet away from the bag of the home plate.
Yeah. Yeah, when he flagged that down, he was.
Yeah, hell of a play.
Yeah.
Well, it's a little things. That could come back and win the game for him.
Yeah, you never know. All right, Benny. Get ready for another curveball.
Eater.
It's a curveball. Oh. He gets a piece of it, pops it out of play.
Oop!
Same man?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
One tire just fell off completely there.
We now have a three-wheeled vehicle, 4 inches shorter. No back window.
Yep, just call Harholzer. He'll come get her.
You imagine calling your insurance company. What happened? I just went to the game last night.
Yeah. BB's flying at me.
All right, Benny, come on now.
Didn't know there was a hailstorm last night.
Gets a piece of that one. He's hanging in there, boys. He's hanging in there.
He's on it.
Yep.
This kid is on it.
Be a big time for a nice base hit right here. Score one for sure. Move everybody up.
It's going right there.
Here comes the pitch. That's
good eye, good eye.
Two balls, two strikes now to Benny. He's working this guy. Good at bat here no matter what happens. Bo 10 on deck. Oh. Swing and a miss. Got him.
Okay, Wyatt.
Hi, Benny. Come on, Bo. We need you, kid.
All right. So Benny goes down swinging for out number two. Base is still full. And Bo 10 steps to the plate. Bo struck out looking his first time up and then grounded out to the pitcher the last time up. I think it was a... Oh, yeah. He sacrificed.
Yep.
This time he's not sacrificing.
Nope.
There's a strike. Curveball across the plate.
You got big Bo 10 and Brock Deuce, then the top of the order. Let's get at least that far.
Ooh. Thought that might have caught a little bit of his arm jersey for a second.
Come on, Bo. Come on, kid.
1-1 count. Two outs here. Bases loaded. The Indians trail by two. Tying run at second.
That one did hit him. He was one pitch ahead of it, Calvary.
I knew what was coming. So Marcus Garkey comes around to make it a 6-5 ball game. Riggs Toby over to third. Kendrick Wendell now to second. And Tinney down there with a bruised arm at first base. That is the third Fort Recovery Indian batter. It's plunked. So Brock Deuce comes sitting in there. Brock Deuce, he was hit by a pitch his last time up. Man, he likes that first pitch curveball, doesn't he?
He does.
Brings that baby in there for a strike every time.
Go, Brock.
Except when he hits you in the arm. All right. Now, tying run at 90 feet away. Catcher trying to buy a strike right there. Pitcher framing that puppy. 1-1 count now. Two outs. Riggs Toby at third. Go ahead, run at second. And he steps off the mound. Well, I tell you what, this has been some kind of ball game, folks.
Yep.
Not many strikeouts, a lot of action. There's a ground ball over towards the hole.
Trouble!
And it's going to be booted. Here comes one run. He's going to cross the plate. Rick, here comes Kendrick. Kendrick coming hard. He's going to cross the plate. That was one of those ground balls with some eyes, folks. It goes down between third and short. Third baseman comes over. Doesn't quite get it, but blocks the view to the ball to the shortstop. And it gets past the shortstop, and that's going to score 2-7-6
for
the Indians. And the Indians take a one-run lead, 7-6.
Coach is coming out.
We talked about Brock Dews, man. Here's a kid who struggled early, but he just kept staying at it. His defense has always been stellar.
Yeah,
the kid plays third base. He's Brooks Robinson.
Yeah.
But, by golly, he's just been swinging the bat hot, and there's a deal where he hit it in the hole, and tough play, and
we're up
7-6.
Yeah, base hit, two-run RBI single.
Come on, three.
And looks to me like we're going to have a new pitcher. Number two's going to come in. Number two.
Devin Sanders. That's what I have
on my... Where do you see that, Hoss? Devin Sanders.
On my...
Devin Sanders is now out there
roster.
On the mound. So the Indians got runners at second and first, right? First and second. We got Ducey down at first, Bo Tin at second. Kendrick come around to score. Riggs came in to score. And the Indians find themselves on top 7-6 here in the top half of the fifth inning. Great inning. Great
game. All right,
game.
So let me ask you this here. You pinch run Bo Tin here? You got a re-entry or not?
Sure.
So why don't you bring...
Who are we going to put out there to run?
Well, we got the whole team.
We got the whole team. Yeah, that's right. We got the whole squad in there.
Yeah. I'm thinking, I mean, I'm not saying Bo's slow, but.
That's a good question. Let me look.
Oh, no, Jackson Irving. He can.
Oh, that's right. Jackson's Irving in there. Rex Labrette's
in there. You got the JV.
No, Rex runs like Bobby. He can. Jeez. I can
outrun
Rex.
Those got turned over.
Ethan Hartnagle. I know, but we got them here, right?
Yeah.
We got the whole team.
I'm not sure who else here, so. Don't know.
No, because tournament, you only allowed 14, I think.
Mm.
I think. Not sure, but I think that's the rule. Can't bring 90.
Hey, two buses.
Well, I can tell you
I
this.
I thought you were a baseball guy. Not talking to you, Neil.
Yeah.
The game would have been started a long time ago if our bus driver could get here.
Jerry is unbelievable. 40 mile an hour, topped out.
Safest driver in the world. All right, we roll back to the top. Troy Homan, Indian starting pitcher, now back on the at the plate. He is, scored two runs.
I know he doubled first
inning. He doubled in the first inning, got hit by a pitch second time, and the last time he popped up to the pitcher.
Oh,
that one is swung on, just missed, and foul out of play. Over the old Voag building.
Troy's got a beard. He's got a goat. What's that? What's going on?
Is that real?
I don't think there's one home that can grow facial hair. He's the only one. I thought Ross was here.
Ross goes up here. That would be... Here comes the pitch. Curveball gets a piece of it. Back to the pitcher.
Darn it.
Pitcher scoops it up. Fires over to
all
first
right, good
base.
Inning,
but
boys.
In the inning, the Indians pick up three runs on one, two. Only two hits. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Indians back on top, 7-6.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Hi, this is Zoe from Brick Street Tavern. We have delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials at a great price, Tuesday through Friday. On Tuesdays, it's meatloaf, twice-baked potato, green beans, peaches, and a roll. Wednesday, it's our famous three-piece chicken dinner with mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, pudding, and a roll. Thursday, you can get tenderloin, fries, and applesauce. On Friday, we have our half-pound cheeseburgers, fries, and slaw. Fast, delicious, home-cooked lunch specials Tuesday through Friday at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Port Recovery.
Oops, sorry.
All right, we're back here getting ready for the bottom of the fifth inning in a barn burner ball game, 7-6 ball game in favor of the Indians. We scored three there in the top half of the fifth inning to come back, take the lead. And Alex Deuce is now back out on the mound for the Indians for his second full inning of work. We came in with, I think, one out. I think there was one out when he came in the third inning in relief of Troy Holman.
Yeah, I believe
so. Something like that. Yep. And it looks like it's going to be 5-6-7, Wurtenberger, Gerker, and Wirtz. First three batters for the Blue Jays. Been a fun game.
Absolutely.
Been a fun game. Indians now with 7 runs on 10 hits. Blue Jays, 6 runs on 7 hits. Great pitch by Alex to start this inning off. Super curveball, strike one.
Stay tough, Alex.
Steps back in. Here comes a fastball, swing and a miss. I don't think he touched it. I think it just squirted away from Marcus's glove. Alex gets ahead. No balls, 2 strikes. Curveball, nice job. Swing and a miss. Marcus going to fire down the first just to be safe.
Nice job.
And a strikeout for out number one swinging. So back-to-back strikeouts now if you go back to the last out of the last inning. For Alex Deuce, and that's going to bring Jack Gerker to the plate, the designated hitter for the Blue Jays. All right, Gerker stands in there. Here comes a pitch from Alex. Fastball. Blew it past him, folks.
Wow, that was
brought
nice.
The smoker. Defense now for the Indians. Still the same on the outfield. We got Riggs out there. We got Kale in center. Nice pitch right there by Alex. He's dealing, folks. Pitch on the outside edge. Quickly up. No balls, 2 strikes.
Is that 5 pitches, 5 strikes?
I think it is. Wyatt Benn out there in right field. Kendrick at first. Landon at second. Troy at short. Ooh, got him. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Wow. Outside corner and puts him away.
Wow.
Wow.
Great pitch. Now, we went from having no strikeouts to having 3 in a row, counting the third out in the bottom of the fourth. Ducey thinking about striking out the side. He's going to have to do it against the freshman, TJ Works. First pitch is a ground ball over to Landon. Landon
nice
scoops
job,
it easy.
Yep.
And over to Kendrick for out number 3. So, great job by the Indians right there. Nice job by Alex Deuce. And we go 1-2-3 for the Delta St. John Blue Jays in the bottom half of the fifth. We got 5 in the books, folks. We got 2 to play. Indians up by 1, 7-6.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Ford Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your air conditioning. We will also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales, 419-375-4617, for all your automotive needs.
Are you looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And call Miracle Lanes to reserve your lanes for your kid's birthday party or other get-together. Just call them at 375-4274 now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Fridays at lunch for their great pizza and wing buffet with salad bar. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
All right, we're back here. Top of the sixth inning. Indians leading 7-6 and a good old good one. We got some scores of interest, and of course, the game that we've been talking about all day, the Fort Recovery Girls Softball Program, with a huge win in the district semis as they beat the Minster Wildcats 8-6. But it's we just talked about how damn proud we are of them kids.
You betcha, Bobby.
And they advanced to a district final, and it might be. I don't think we've ever went to the regionals in girls softball.
I would say that definitely.
So,
yes.
Yeah. Some other scores. Now we play the winner of the New Bremen Lincoln View game right now. That's 1-0 in the second inning. Lincoln View leading. couple scores of interest. Coldwater girls lose to Liberty Benton, the number one. Coldwater girls were 29, finished the season 29-3. Lose the first game of the tournament, 3-1 to Liberty Benton. On the boys' side of things, Fort Recovery is going to play. Fort Recovery is going to play Lima Perry. The winner of this game will play Lima Perry, who beat New Bremen 3-1. And Marion Local is leading New Knoxville 7-2. That's what we got up to date, folks.
Good job, Bobby. I tell you what, for the leadoff guy, Landon Post came up, popped one out to the first baseman, foul for out number one. And we'll move on to Cale Rammel here in the top half of the sixth inning. First pitch strike, curveball coming in. That young pitcher out there, what did we say his name was, Spencey?
Devin Sanders.
Devin Sanders, yeah, dealing
senior.
Pretty good.
Yep.
That pitch in there a little bit outside. One ball, one strike to Cale Rammel. Indians up by one. Love to see a little add-on here this inning.
Yes.
There's a ground ball right up the middle. Going to be a tough play for the second baseman. Makes a nice stop, bobbles it, and still comes up with the play. Gets him at first base.
Yes, by about a half a step.
So two up, two down here for the Indians in their half of the sixth inning, and that's going to bring Jake Garkey to the plate. Jake so far, and Bobby called this the last inning. He reached on an error after the first guy grounded out to the shortstop, and we gave us an extra out. And look what happened. We scored three runs, came back, take the lead, and that was started by Jake Garkey. He had a single in the third inning, and then he flew out to the first. So he is basically one for three. That's a hard hit ball. I don't know where it went. Can't see a thing. Out towards the left fielder makes
a
play.
Man, he is hitting that ball, kid.
And the Indians go three up, three down. So we'll go to the bottom half of the six in a hurry. Indians up by one, 7-6.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoe from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landscape professionals, you've got a big job to do, and that job's got to be done quickly, and it's got to be done right, because that's what pros do. Ferris commercial mowers with patented suspension technology give professionals the edge they need to mow faster while getting a high-quality cut and smooth ride. We should know, because we introduced suspension to the commercial mowing industry, and nobody does it better. Ferris Experience Suspension. So stop by K&L Tractor and discover the secret to a professionally manicured lawn.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription for the patient. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, and topical creams for allergy-friendly options for warts, wounds, hormone replacements. And we're located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So stop in or call 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
I got an update from Fort Recovery in Bastrop Park.
Well, it is. Oh, that's
Lane
good.
And Will's T-ball team, 47. The other team, 46.
47-46, Layden Will come out on top.
There's nice no job. Outs in that.
Pitcher's duel?
Yeah, yep.
Oh, I love that stuff. Here's a crazy stat for you. Everybody knows I'm a Nolan Ryan fan. But in June of 1974, Nolan Ryan threw 235 pinches against the Red Sox. He made his next start on 3 days rest and won that ball game too. And then he went on to pitch 19 more seasons. Nolan Ryan is an absolute legend, my friends.
Yep. Yep.
All right, get back to the Fort Recovery Indian baseball game. They are up by
8-9-1 here for this.
And it's going to be actually 8-9-1. Austin Mentor, Gavin Fitro, and back to the top, Braylon Metzger. And that first pitch has popped up. I think looks to me like we got a play over towards right field. And Landon Post makes the play. So first pitch pop up to Postie for out number one. Brings Gavin Fitro to the plate. Gavin 0 for 2. He popped up to the shortstop twice so far in this ball game. So Troy Boyd, be ready out there.
Check
that pitch
swinger.
Is a check swinger over to Landon. Landon's going to scoop it up on a one-hopper. Fire over to Kendrick.
Two pitches, two outs.
Wow.
How about that? Landon Post with a couple of putouts so far in this inning.
Keep throwing strikes.
Wow. How about that? Now we roll back to the top to Braylon Metzger.
This kid's been hit 9 times.
Braylon Metzger with not a good piece of body left on him. Everything's black and blue. From his feet to his head.
Indian's been plunked a few times.
He's like, dude, please don't hit me. Alex was a smoker close on the outside edge for a ball.
What's kind of a ball magnet so far?
Well, the first one was
try to
the
keep
baddest
him off the base here, boy.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't. Yeah, that's exactly right. That one is popped up and going to be out of play down the third base line.
Now, I'm going to tell you something about the amazing thing about this kid. We haven't talked about him, but he is, and I don't want to say he's handicapped, but if you look at his, he's got one arm a lot shorter than the other.
Yeah,
he's
right
a leadoff hitter.
Yeah.
When he swings a bat, he finishes one hand, and I have nothing but praise for this young man.
Absolutely. Swinging up. Ground ball over to Kendrick. Looks like Kendrick can take it by himself, and he does. What an inning for Alex Deuce. 3 outs, 4 pitches, might have been 5 pitches.
Yep.
And now the Indians, I'd like to see him play a little add-on here going into the top of the seventh. We're up 1-7-6. Bobby, let's get some outs.
Spring is here, and that means grilling season is in full swing, and Wayne Street Market again has the best and lowest priced steaks anywhere around. Ribeyes are $9.99 a pound, and T-bones and New York strips are just $7.99 a pound. And don't forget the pork chops, burgers, brats, and hot dogs. They have everything you need for grilling season. Stop by and stock up so you're ready for grilling season at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kalp to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
All right, here we go. Getting ready for the top of the seventh inning. Indians looking to be batting for their last time. If we can play a little add-on, go out and play a little defense. They're up one, and it's going to be Riggs, Toby, Kendrick, Wendell, and Wyatt Ben.
I like where we are in the lineup here.
Well, Riggs is about like another leadoff hitter right now. He's just one of those kids that can go out there and put the bat on the ball and bust his butt down the first base.
It's amazing how the old dugout chatter's changed since Indians put
It's been kind of like a heartbeat in there, hasn't it? That pitch catches the outside edge for a strike. One ball, one strike to Riggs Toby, leadoff guy here in the top of the seventh inning. 7-6 ball game. Crazy game. Last couple innings have been flying by.
Yeah. Oh, good
curveball right there. Drops in for a strike. So Riggsy finds himself in a little bitty hole here. One ball, two strikes.
Blue Jays will have 2-3-4 up in their half of the seventh inning. So a run here would be big.
Yeah, you ain't kidding. Extra run. Swing and a miss. Got him. Riggsy goes down swinging. And that is the fourth strikeout for the Indian batters. Not bad through seven innings.
Right here's the kid who had the big hit, Calpy.
Kendrick Wendell coming to the plate right now. He scored once. He is 1-for-3 in this ball game. But he's hit the ball hard. Hit the ball hard the first time up for sure. And then he had a big hit last inning, Bobby. And let's see if Kendrick can get on base here for us again. A pitch high.
I missed what they said.
Get him a bucket because he's throwing up.
Pitch was high.
Pitch was high.
That is a new one for me.
Yeah, I've never heard that one. Now what's he going to say? That one's in the dirt.
Kenny, I think he's scared to throw you a strike.
That's Gavin Fowler.
Yeah.
That's Gabby.
Oh, yeah.
3 balls, no strikes.
Takes
green
a 3-0
light pitch. Knocks it down to the shortstop. Shortstop comes up. Fires over to first base.
I like it.
Yeah, got aggressive on a 3-0 pitch, looking for something to hit. Just didn't get her all. So it goes down 6-3, out number 2. And that's going to bring Wyatt Ben to the plate. Wyatt 2-for-3 in this ball game. He had a double in the second, single in the fourth, And he struck out his last time up. That one's going to be past the catcher for ball one. Bobby's exactly right. We go to the bottom of the second. It's going to be 2-3-4 for the Delphi St. John boys. That ball is popped up.
Listen. Ooh, green van.
Right beside that blue?
A newer one. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a 2027.
It's 2027 Chrysler Pacifica yep. now with a 3-inch hail mark on the top. There's a ground ball, weak one. Going to be a tough play for the pitcher. He comes off the mound in a hurry, fires over to first base, and it's going to be three up, three down for the second straight inning for the Indians.
Here we go.
We go to the bottom of the seventh, folks. Indians up by one, 7-6.
Do you want to work somewhere that is more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and suburb workforce will make you feel like a part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Go to CooperFarmsJobs.com to join us today and find a new job. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy and try one of our specialty sundaes. The Cookie Monster looks like it sounds. Blue ice cream, cookie dough, Oreo crumbs, topped with more cookie dough and Oreo crumbs, peanut butter sauce, and two Oreos for the monster's eyes. Or how about the Campfire Sundae? Vanilla ice cream, chocolate syrup, mini marshmallows, graham cracker crumbs, and topped with whipped cream. Or the Mac Attack. Vanilla ice cream, peanut butter, chocolate, and caramel, topped with crushed pretzels. Give them all a try. I bet you can't pick just one favorite. And Fort Recovery Dairy gift certificates make great graduation gifts. So stop by the Fort Recovery Dairy for dessert today. We're open Mondays from 4 to 8 p.m. and Tuesday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Bobby's favorite commercial, the ice cream truck. Isn't that something? I can't even sleep at night. That's all I hear.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Bottom of the seventh inning. Alex Deuce out there going to be dealing. He's going six up, six down here his last two innings. Let's see if he can keep her going. First pitch, swing and a miss. Smoker right down Hartsville.
He's in a good groove right
yes,
now.
Yes, he
boy.
Is. He's grooving right now is exactly right, my friend. And let's Come see on, if he kid. Can keep her going.
Got to get this lead off, kid.
Curveball. Uncle Charlie had him waiting, and he couldn't touch it. So Colin Feathers is your batter. Gavin Becker on deck. Brady Kerner in the hole here. First three batters. 2-3-4. No balls, two strikes.
He's going to have to earn it. Now.
Oh. Ball. You could tell by the
he dropped it down the
reaction.
Side. Yeah,
he did go side
yeah,
slinger.
He did.
Slung it in there from the side. Comes a 1-2. Pretty good pitch. Making him chase one outside.
What I like about this kid is he's got some swag. He's got some.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's what you want in your closer.
Yeah.
He ain't scared. It ain't too big for him. Give me the damn ball, he says.
I'll throw it. Now it's 2-2.
Yes.
Swing and a miss. Got him on gas.
Good job, Alex.
Well, I'll tell you what. He has really came on. He has struck out. 1, 2, 3, 4 out of the last eight batters.
About half of them.
That's coming. I'd have to get a hold of somebody to figure that out.
Get a hold of Ron Shoemaker.
Ronnie Shoe, what's his name? That's 50%.
Yep. Curve.
Oh, Uncle Charlie to start him off. Delphus down to their last two outs. Indians up by one, 7-6 in one of the greatest games ever.
Well, I don't know about that, but it's a good one.
That's what rolled off my tongue.
Yep.
Swinging a miss again on an Uncle Charlie.
Come on, Doozy.
Alex finds himself now
I'm
ahead.
Throwing that curve again.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. Throw it maybe in the dirt.
Yes. Got him. Got him again. Back-to-back strikeouts for
Marcus
Alex Deuce.
Can't throw it to third. Bounces every throw down there.
I think Marcus has got a...
The game.
Yeah, I think he's hurt or something. He's like... His arm's a noodle.
Number four hitter. Kid's a player, too.
Absolutely. And this brings Brady Kerner. He started the game off as a pitcher for Delphus. He is
a first-team All-Mac.
Yeah, he's a left-hander. He grounded out.
Strike.
Grounded out to the first baseman, first time up. Got hit by a pitch, come around to score. Struck out looking his last time up. That is a weak ground ball down towards Kendrick.
0-2. Come on, baby. Come on.
And now
finish
Alex
him off,
Deuce.
Right here.
Yes, sir. Alex Deuce finds himself ahead. Now no ball, two strikes, two outs. Bottom of the seventh. They're down to their last strike, folks.
Come on, Alex Deuce.
Come on, AD. Let's see what you got here.
Boy, he ain't screwing around.
I think this is the speeder. It was a
fastball.
He got it. So Alex Deuce sets down the Blue Jays. 1-2-3. In the bottom of the seventh inning on back-to-back-to-back strikeouts.
Here, get the bus.
And I'll tell you what a nice job by Alex coming in relief of Troy Hellman. And the Indians win this, puppy. 7-6. They'll move on to play Thursday night. And we'll be back with a recap in
just a
bit.
When it comes to fracturing compaction, there's no taming this tiger. In both wet and dry conditions, genuine Case IH Tiger Points create a root environment that reduces plant stress and maximizes the potential for higher yields. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery, genuine Case IH Tiger Points now have three times the wear life of our second generation and six times the wear life of the original. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
All right, we're back here at Dulphus, and the Indians with an unbelievable game. 7-6, we defeat the Dulphus St. John's Blue Jays and get revenge from an earlier loss. And it was a barn burner from the get-go, Calpy, and what a day for Fort Recovery Sports.
Ooh,
right now.
Talk about it.
As we talk about
the spring,
with an unbelievable win over Minster, the number one seed, and the boys come up here, and we talked about it coming up here, and Spencey brought up, we knew this was going to be a barn burner,
yes,
but we knew we'd have a chance to win.
Well, I tell you what, we came in here, and we had a, you know, I think we had momentum coming in.
Yep.
Boys was feeling good with the bats, and that showed. I think we had, 10 hits.
Yeah, we had a great week.
Yeah.
We had a great week.
Yeah, absolutely. We come in here and start knocking the leather off the ball tonight. And, we got a run in the top of the first inning, which was a huge run. Troy leads us off with a double, and we come around and Riggs knocks him in. Big at bat for Riggs Toby to knock in that first go-ahead run in the top of the first inning. They got their big inning in the third. They got that five spot in the third and came back and got a two-shot lead on us, Bobby, but we kept battling. No give up in the Tribe tonight, and they perceive here to come out with a 7-6 ball game victory. And I'll go over a few stats here for both squads. For the Dulphus St. John boys, they had six runs on seven hits. They stranded four. We struck out six of them, and it was six of the last 10 batters, all from Alex Deuce's arm. He got on a roll, and he struck out the side to finish the seventh, the bottom of the seventh. And I tell you what, as a pitcher to go out there and go 1-2-3. And actually, I think, Bobby, if we go back to the sixth inning, he got three outs on five pitches. And it was just an unbelievable outing for him. So we only allowed one free pass, one base on balls. We committed a couple of errors. We plunked him a couple times, even though it was the leadoff guy. But for the Indians, we scored seven runs on 10 hits. We strand four also. We struck out only four times. We walked a couple of times, and we committed a couple of errors also. We were hit three times by the Dulphus St. John pitchers, and the Indians prevail here with a 7-6 victory over their MAC rivals. The Blue Jays, and like Bobby said, we come back and we get them. They got us early in the year. Our first MAC loss, I think. First MAC game, was it?
Yeah.
And we come back, and I tell you what, we'll take that loss in the league and come back and knock them out of tournament. Makes you feel pretty good. So, hey, we got the coach here. Congratulations, coach.
Thank you.
Good to have you here, and Great battle tonight for the Indians, huh?
We had a battle. We had a battle. They didn't quit. We've been in that spot a couple times this year. So, yeah, proud of them. They didn't quit, and we got it.
I was really impressed, you know, with when they came and scored that five spotter in the third inning. I mean, we didn't get down. Like Bobby said, you know, the dugout got a little quiet, but man, did it liven back up. So it was good to see. And Troy come out, battled a little bit with his control, you know. But AD came in and just once he got settled in the last couple of innings, he was fabulous.
Oh, he was rolling. That first inning, he was a little shaky, and then he zoned in and he was rolling.
Well, go ahead, Bobby.
Coach, talk a little bit about the last week of baseball. We start out with New Bremen. We start out at Bremen with a nice win of our solid team, and we've just got better and better. That's been a huge. This whole last 7 days have been pretty special.
We've had a good run of baseball here, absolutely, and our offense is clicking, starting to click. And when we can do that, we can win a lot more games than what we did in the regular season because our offense wasn't there, and it's starting to pick up. So,
well, this is a huge win for our program, and the girls win today, knock off Minster, and we beat St. John's. And now we got to focus on Lima Perry, a team that you know and we all know is going to be a heck of a team.
Right. They've got a really good record, really good pitcher. I assume he went tonight, but No matter what, we got to come out and
just gotta hit the ball.
We're gonna have to do it again. I told these guys they're not gonna roll over, like St. John's. They're gonna have to do it again.
That's right. Yeah, we just gotta go out and put it in play. And as we saw tonight, Bobby made a good comment when Marcus reached on an error and we get an extra out that inning. Came back to haunt him. We score three runs, take the lead, and just a huge, huge victory for the purple and white.
Yeah, that's been a focus here the last week or two, too, is put the ball in play.
Yeah.
We got to quit popping it out, flying out, hit it, line drive, hit it on the ground, and make them do something.
Absolutely, and tonight we did a great job of that. Great piece of hitting right there by, let's see, who hit the ground ball between third and short, and the third
Kendrick,
baseman, was that Kendrick that came over?
Yeah.
So it was one of those where he put it in play, and the good things happen, and the Indians come out on top.
Coach, yeah. I think there's another radio station wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Hey, we'll get them Thursday.
Thursday night.
Thank you.
We'll see you then.
Thanks.
Wasn't that something, Kelly?
I'll tell you what, Bobby, that was fun. That was worth the drive. And we said it on the way here, just like you said. We think this is going to be a great game, and it certainly was. And I think the seniors for the Delphus boys are out in left field right now. And, you know, they're thinking, holy cow, they didn't think their season was going to end today. Looks like they're a little worked up. But it is what it is. You know, the Indians are going to be happy, and we're going to have a great bus ride home back to the fort.
So follow Fort Recovery Radio. Neil will have all, and Fort Recovery Electric will have all the ticket information for the next 2 days.
Yep.
If it looks like this, folks, Thursday we're going to play Lima Perry at 5:00 at Perry. We'll be on here with Fort Recovery Radio. I'm sure PG-14 will be there. Friday, the girls travel district final to Walpock, 5:00 against the winner in Lincoln View and New Bremen. And
what did you say it was? 1-0 Lincoln View?
1-0 Lincoln View in the third. So, you know, maybe, I don't know, we'll simulcast that game. I'm sure the girls, if we don't do it.
Yes, we'll probably simulcast that, just easier. So
can't jinx them.
No, absolutely not. Sounds
great.
That's
right. Perfect job. Nice job,
absolutely,
buddy.
Great game for the purple and white. We'll move out of here. We're going to head back. Bubby and I are going to put a little something in our belly somewhere on the way back to the fort. And we'll be back with you on Thursday night. And we'll be ready to go against the Lima Perry Commodores. They have an awesome record, like Coach says, but, hey, bring them on. We'll play. Thanks for listening to Fort Recovery Radio. We'll see you on Thursday. So long.
Been listening to Fort Recovery Indians Baseball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com.
This special sports coverage of Indians baseball is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the Sports Department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Send you back to the studio for regular programming, and thank you for listening to FortRecoveryRadio.com.